A new study finds that a significant number of Americans surveyed have concern about how charities spend their money. Joining us on the line is Stacey Palmer, editor of the Chronicle of Philanthropy, and she has the results of the study. Hi, Stacey. Welcome to our show.
Nice to join you.
Say, what were the participants' concerns about charity finances?
They are very worried about how charities spend their money, and especially whether they're paying their chief executives too much. So I think this constant drumbeat of executive pay being higher in some cases than the president of the United States has really hit the public the wrong way.
How did they get that information?
A lot of newspapers like to cover that information, and that's all public information. You can find that on the charity's tax return, so it's very easy to see how much nonprofit officials are paid.
Did they feel like the money was being well used?
They feel that charities do a good job of helping people, but still a rather large number say that they don't think that charities are doing a super job of helping others. And I think that was one of the most striking things we found, is that we expected that people would have concerns about how charities spend their money, but we expected them to get higher ratings on the fact that, you know, how they actually serve people and do the job of helping others.
How does that compare to past figures?
It's about the same, and that was another thing that surprised us. The helping people figure has actually dropped in terms of strong confidence, but the overall confidence figures are about the same. And you would expect that it should be improving, because certainly charities have had more work to do after the recession. I think that we should have seen higher figures.
Well, what about charities proving their successfulness or their effectiveness? This is a little controversial.
Yes, one of the things that people said they care a lot about, and the highest thing they said they look for, is that charities show evidence that they're making a difference. And one of the things that charities have struggled with is, how do they keep their administrative costs low, which is what the public says they want to do, and still do lots of great measurement of whether their programs are making a difference. So I think some people in the charity world see a bit of a contradiction, that donors aren't willing to pay for getting that evidence, but they're demanding it.
Besides sharing this information with news people like myself and our listeners, what else do you plan to do with this information? How can it be used?
We're hoping that charities see how the public sees them, because often they don't really have a good sense. They might look at their own organization and do their own polling, but they don't realize that the perceptions of the overall nonprofit sector are not as high as folks might think they would be. The other thing it might do is spur some foundations and wealthy donors to say, this is a real problem, we need to take this on collectively. And that's what some of the experts we talked to said would be a really smart thing to do, is to say, let's all fight this together and prove why charities are valuable.
Well, that will take some organization.
It will indeed.
Okay. Thank you, Stacey, for speaking with us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for your interest.